We also have Painting the Modern Garden, Monet to Matisse. Tell me more.
It's a new documentary. So this is in cinemas from next week, 27th of February. And it's a documentary that's part of Exhibition on Screen that brings art and artists to cinemas. They had one about Vermeer last year, which was very successful.
Yeah, it was great.
So this uses an exhibition that was at the Royal Academy in London a few years ago as a way into exploring how paintings of gardens are so key to the progress of modern art. So the film begins, Joe, the first shot, you've got these wonderful red dahlias, sort of bee buzzing around, and it goes on to some lavender and lily pads and sweet peas. Within seconds, I was just like, oh
it has that
I'm
effect.
Feeling relaxed. and this was Monet's garden, actually. I don't know if you've been to Monet's garden in Normandy, but absolutely beautiful. And of course, we see other gardens as well and see the paintings in the exhibition. So it's kind of the complete antithesis of, like, fast, edgy filmmaking. This is slow cinema, a real balm for the soul. And I think over the 90 minutes of the documentary, we learn to greater appreciate works of art that perhaps are thought of as a little comfortable these days. But actually, these garden paintings were revolutionary at the time. So, Painting the Modern Garden, Monet to Matisse, it starts its rollout in cinemas next week, the 27th. It's that old thing. Check local press, check your independent cinemas, but it's a real beauty. Four sequins for that.
Oh, wonderful. I'd imagine if it's a really grim, rainy day,
exactly,
and you can't actually be out in your garden, or you don't have a garden,
yeah,
then this would just be the nicest way in the world and to spend an afternoon.
A great way if you didn't get to the exhibition. You know, if you can't get to a big city to see exhibitions, then you see them on the big screen. It's beautiful.
Yeah. In the same